You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Your mum called. She wants her radio back.
It's Radio Mother.
On Thursday, I spoke to award-winning queer Fijian author Dr. Gina Cole about her discussion, The Space Between Science and Fiction, which is heading to the Stardome on the 21st of August. Here is that chat. What should people expect from The Space Between Science and Fiction?
Yeah, well, what they should expect is a discussion about the space between tradition and imagination and science fiction written from a Pacific Ocean point of view, which I call Pacifica Futurism, which is an indigenous form of futurism written by Pacific writers and featuring Pacific characters and Pacific principles and ideas and values and practices.
I want to delve into your experiences as an author. For your short story collection, Black Ice Matter, you won the Hubert Church Prize for Best First Book Fiction at the 2017 Ockham New Zealand Book Awards. And with your 2022 novel, Naviro, being a science sci-fi exploration of outer space from a Pacifica point of view, how has it been navigating this genre as an author and as a queer Fijian woman?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It has been a very interesting time navigating that space because I initially started out writing my thesis for a PhD in creative writing, and because I love science fiction, I wanted to write about science fiction, and I wanted to write about it from a Pacific, Indigenous Pacific point of view. And so I went looking for Indigenous Pacific long-form fiction, and particularly based in space, because I have this particular interest in science fiction set in space. And that's because of what I was exposed to as a child, reading lots of comics and watching lots of science fiction on television in the 1970s. And what I found was there wasn't much Pacific or Māori science fiction set in space. And so I had to go and look overseas to other indigenous science fiction written in English. And that's when I discovered Afrofuturism and Indigenous Futurism. And they inspired me to write what I call Pacifica Futurism, which is science fiction from an Indigenous Pacific Ocean point of view.
With your research, did you sort of discover that when you were looking into Afrofuturism and Indigenous Futurism, that there were sort of connections into what you would develop with Pacific Futurism?
Definitely, there are connections, and that is what inspired me. Because, for instance, Afrofuturism is science fiction written by African-American people who are descendants of the slave trade. And one of my favourite Afrofuturist writers is Octavia Butler, and she has written some incredible space stories. And Afrofuturism is a recognised subject for study, and especially in the US. And it's not just in creative writing, it's also recognised in art and dance and fashion and in movies like Black Panther and the sequel Wakanda Forever. These are Afrofuturist films, science fiction films made by black directors with black characters about an African country led by a superhero. And they incorporate African styles of clothing and language and cultural traditions. So they're very much based in African cultural traditions. And the same with Indigenous Futurism, which is a term that was coined by Grace Dillon, who edited the first anthology of Indigenous science fiction called Walking the Clouds in 2012. And the authors in that collection are Indigenous people from many places, including Native Americans, Native Canadians, Caribbean, Aboriginal and Māori. So these Indigenous forms of science fiction are very much based in Indigenous culture, and that is what inspired me to think about how I could incorporate Pacific culture into a science fiction context through story.
And you've briefly touched on this with that answer just then, But what can Pacific futurism, especially in the context of sci-fi, bring to the genre that you might not have seen growing up with American comic books and television series and stuff like that?
What can it bring is it can bring representation of us, because in all of those programs that I watched and all those comics I read, I didn't see any Pacific people. In fact, I didn't see any people of colour at all, really, except for Lieutenant Uhura in Star Trek, and that's why I love Star Trek so much. And so Pacifica futurism can represent us as people in the future, and it can incorporate our science, our cultural science practices like Wanga building, or building ocean-going canoes, or wayfinding celestial navigation, which is how my ancestors navigated across the Pacific Ocean thousands of years ago, using the stars and the wind and everything in the Pacific environment in order to navigate from one point to another. And these sorts of practices are our science, and they're just as legitimate as Western science. And so we can represent our sciences in science fiction writing. And I tried to do that in my book Naviero by looking at celestial wayfinding, navigation, and taking it up into space and navigating through space in the same way that my ancestors navigated across the ocean. And this is a practice, wayfinding, that was nearly lost in the colonial project and has been revived recently with the many voyages that Hokulea, which is a double-hulled seagoing vessel, has completed since about 1976, I think it happened, their first maiden voyage. And so this practice of wayfinding navigation has been recovered.
And speaking more to your queer identity, how does queerness play a role in your writing?
Well, I think, again, it is a question of being represented in my writing. For instance, in Naviero, there is a queer robot, and there is a relationship between the robot and the main character. And so, and there are some other queer characters in the book. And so, yeah, I think it's just a matter of representing us in the future, that we exist and we survived and we thrive.
This is a bit of a broad question, but would you say science fiction is a queer genre?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, because I wouldn't say traditionally that it was a queer genre. Science fiction emerged in the mid-19th century in Europe when colonialism was in full swing in the Pacific. And it has been dominated by a white male cisgender point of view. So I wouldn't say it was in the past, although there have been some pioneers in the Afrofuturist genre. But that's another issue of representation. We can write ourselves into existence in these genres like science fiction, which traditionally have not represented us.
And linking back to your upcoming discussion at the Stardome, what are you wanting people to take away from this discussion?
What I'm wanting people to take away from this discussion is that there are other ways of looking at science fiction through Indigenous points of view, and particularly because we live in the Pacific, we can look at science fiction from an Indigenous Pacific point of view, which represents our culture and our values and our practices, like waka building and like celestial navigation, and that we have a place in the future and we can write about it.
And for those wanting to attend the space between science and fiction, how do they find out more, or how can they find out more information?
Well, they can go to the Stardome website, which is stardome.org.nz, and they can buy tickets there. And this talk will be happening next Thursday the 21st at 7 p.m. at the Stardome in One Tree Hill, Maunga Kia Kia, in the planetarium.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.